Wait, hold up, hold up. Did you just say, that's interesting? Hold that thought. Let's rewind and remix that reaction, shall we? So you either clicked on this lesson because you're tired of nodding and saying, that's interesting on autopilot, or because you're on the hunt for some conversation gold that's going to make you an engaged and confident conversationalist in English. Well, guess what? You're in the right place either way. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Mary Daphne. My friends call me MD, and I'm here to arm you with an arsenal of expressions that will turn every conversation from flat to fascinating. No more defaulting to the same old responses like, that's so interesting. It's time to add some zest to your verbal repertoire and become a master of dialogue. So, are you ready to upgrade your conversational skills? Let's get into it. We'll be right back after this short break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's like when I was living abroad in Paris, sharpening my French skills. I once complimented a street artist with the casual, c'est intéressant, c'est intéressant, c'est intéressant. The raised eyebrow I got in return spoke volumes. It was a clear signal to step up my game. Conversations, I realized, are like Parisian pastries. They should be layered, flavorful, and crafted to perfection. If you ever find yourself repeating, that's interesting, like a broken record, then you might want to take some notes here. So pause this lesson, go grab a notebook, and let's get into it. Hurry up, though, because we've got a lot of stuff to do. Before we dive into our treasure trove of terms, let's ponder why we're seeking alternatives to that's interesting. When we rely on this phrase, we're often not doing justice to the conversation or the subject at hand. It's like responding to a beautiful, delicious, delightful, gourmet meal with just, it's food. Accurate, sure, but hardly appetizing. By expanding our vocabulary, we can convey our thoughts more precisely, show genuine engagement, and foster a richer dialogue. Plus, it's a fantastic way to showcase your language prowess. Now, in the realm of professionalism, articulation is your ally. Here's how to express interest with a touch of class. That's a compelling argument. When you're swayed by a well-structured point, your insight is quite enlightening for moments when a new understanding dawns on you. I appreciate the nuance you've brought to the topic when someone adds layers of meaning to the discussion. This is a significant development, ideal for acknowledging important updates or changes. Your perspective is quite comprehensive when someone offers a well-rounded view. That's quite thought-provoking when you want to indicate that the idea has merit and deserves consideration. I value your perspective. This demonstrates respect for the other person's viewpoint. This discussion is enriching. This suggests that the conversation is beneficial. Insightful observation acknowledges the depth of their analysis. So let's look at some examples in action. Your analysis is compelling. It brings a new dimension to our strategy. Example two, this is a significant development. It could pivot our project's direction. In professional settings, clarity and precision in language reflect your expertise and your credibility. Polished communication can open doors, foster trust, and create opportunities for advancement. It's not just about what you say, but how you say it. Choosing words that resonate with sophistication and understanding. This polish in your dialogue demonstrates your respect for your colleagues and the subject matter, setting the tone for meaningful and productive interactions. It's an investment in your personal brand, one that signifies competence and confidence in the workplace. When the setting is informal, your language can be more relaxed, yet still rich, a perfect blend of comfort and expressiveness. Casual talk is the art of easygoing yet meaningful interaction. It's where you can let your guard down and your personality shine. Here, we trade the stiff, "that's interesting," for phrases that are both warm and engaging, fostering a connection that goes beyond surface-level chatter. Whether you're chatting with friends or meeting somebody new for the first time, the right words can turn a simple exchange into a memorable conversation. Let's explore how to keep it casual while still making a lasting impression. That's quite a thought, a simple yet effective way to show that you're intrigued. You've piqued my curiosity. When someone mentions something that makes you want to know more and gets you curious about something, that's a refreshing take for when you hear a perspective that's new and invigorating. You bring up a good point, acknowledges the value in what the other person has said. I'm intrigued by your view, shows a deeper level of interest in their opinion. You've just sparked a new idea for me. When someone's comment inspires you creatively, that's an original perspective to appreciate a unique viewpoint. I hadn't considered that angle before. When someone offers an insight that's new to you, you make a compelling case to show that you're persuaded or impressed by their argument. This adds a whole new layer to our discussion. When a comment happens to deepen the conversation, examples in action. 1, you've piqued my curiosity. How did you come across this idea? It's great. Example 2, that's a refreshing take. I've never considered it in that way before. Now, in creative discussions, let your imagination guide your responses. Here's where language dances and ideas sing. In these vibrant exchanges, your words don't just convey thoughts. They paint pictures and evoke emotions. Whether you're brainstorming with peers or sharing concepts, the phrases you choose can spark a symphony of creativity. It's about responding in a way that nurtures the flow of ideas, adding your own color to the canvas of dialogue. So as we delve into the lexicon of creativity, remember that your words are the brushstrokes of innovation and connection. That's a stroke of genius when somebody shares an idea that's truly out of the box. What a visionary concept for ideas that are ahead of their time. That's an artistic insight when someone's point reflects a deep understanding of artistry. You've painted a vivid picture. Use this when someone describes an idea in a way that you can almost see it. That idea has depth for concepts that have layers of meaning and complexity. Let's look at some examples in action. 1, what a visionary concept. It could redefine our approach to design. 2, you've painted a vivid picture. I can see this coming to life. When conversations turn to personal growth or inspiration, your words can uplift and echo the aspirations of the soul. In these dialogues, it's not just about acknowledging thoughts, but about resonating with the journey of self-improvement and the quest for meaning. Your responses should be a catalyst for encouragement, a mirror reflecting the potential and the passion in each idea shared. We'll be right back after this short break. As we navigate through expressions that empower and inspire, let's choose our words to support and elevate, transforming simple affirmations into the wind beneath the wings of ambition. That's a life-enhancing idea for concepts that could improve quality of life. You've just sparked a moment of clarity for me when something said resonates deeply with you. That's a profound statement for observations that are deeply insightful. You've touched on something elemental when a fundamental truth is revealed. This conversation is a catalyst for growth when the dialogue is stimulating personal development. Examples in action. 1, that's a profound statement. It's making me rethink my choices. 2, this conversation is a catalyst for growth. I feel motivated to act. In educational settings where the pursuit of knowledge reigns supreme, your responses can showcase just how much you're really paying attention, or at least give that impression. Do you remember the time in class where you thought "that's interesting" was enough to convince the teacher that you were engaged and actually read the materials? Well, we've all been there, but let's be honest, it probably didn't fool anyone. Now we aim for responses that spark a light bulb moment, not just for you, but for everyone in the conversation. So let's dive into how to craft replies that prove that you're not just another nodding head in the lecture hall. That's an enlightening point. When a comment or fact is intellectually stimulating, your explanation clarifies a complex subject for when somebody makes a difficult topic much easier to understand. That's a scholarly observation. When a point is well-informed and reflects deep knowledge, you've just expanded my knowledge base, acknowledging when you've learned something new. This adds a new dimension to my understanding. When new information gives you a different perspective. Examples in action. 1, your explanation clarifies a complex subject. Now I understand the theory. 2, this adds a new dimension to my understanding. Thank you for your insights. Here, interactions are not just exchanges of information, but building blocks of understanding. We'll be right back after this short break. The language you use should mirror the curiosity and analytical depth that drives education. It's about crafting replies that show that you're not just absorbing information, but actively thinking about it, questioning it, and connecting it to a larger web of knowledge. And there we have it, my friends, a treasure trove of linguistic gems ready to be unleashed into the wild of your everyday banter. And now you have much more to say than "that's so interesting." You can think of it as upgrading from a flip phone to the latest smartphone in the conversational tech. The key to a conversation that sticks isn't just in the words you pick from the dictionary salad, but in the flavor you add with your unique dressing, your delivery. So when "that's interesting" is on the tip of your tongue, pause, dive into that shiny new verbal vault of yours, and pick out something new with a bit more zing. Next time, instead of the conversational equivalent of a polite nod, you'll be dishing out responses that pack a punch, leaving impressions that last longer than grandma's Thanksgiving turkey. Here's to turning the mundane into the memorable, one chat at a time. Now, before we say our goodbyes, let me ask you this. Are you feeling held back by social anxiety? Are you nervous to speak English with other people? Do you want to boost your career and elevate your social game in whatever context you find yourself? Well, then, if so, I invite you to join me and a group of other members in our group coaching program, where we tackle these communication challenges head on, equipping you with the social superpowers and career catapults that you've been searching for. Think of it as your personal think tank where you get tailored advice that fits you just right. It's a space where your career questions and your social fluency inquiries meet their answers, and where you can make meaningful connections with people who are leveling up like you. If you're interested, you can go to academy.exploring.co and join our Executive Communications Lab group coaching plan. And then, of course, we have our amazing community. For a self-guided yet fully supported journey, the Exploring Academy plan is your jam. It's not your average network. It's not your average community. It's more like the family you choose for your social fluency and for your professional life. Place where you can swap stories, make friends, have conversations, join interest groups, and maybe even find your next big opportunity. It's all about connecting with people who get it, because they're right there with you. Come on and join us. Go to academy.exploring.co and you can sign up for the Exploring Academy plan. And if you like a good challenge, we've got lots of challenges, and one of them that I'd like to highlight is the 33-day Executive Excellence Challenge. It's not about transforming you overnight. That's not how excellence works. Rather, it's about taking these small daily steps that add up to big leaps in how you lead and how you succeed. If that sounds like your kind of challenge, then let's get you signed up. That's available to you as soon as you join either paid plan, the Executive Communication Lab Group Coaching Plan, or the Exploring Academy Plan. So if you're ready to take things further, I'm right here with you. Let's make it happen. check out the links in the description down below, or just hop on over to academy.exploring.co and go see for yourself. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Always great to see you here. Before we head our separate ways, I do want to hear from you. What resonated with you from this video? What's your takeaway? What's your aha moment? What will you use instead of "that's interesting"? Share your thoughts in the comments down below, because this channel isn't just about me talking, it's about having a conversation. Hit that like button if you found value in this lesson, and subscribe for more insights for how to elevate your communication skills. Until next time, keep up the awesome work, and I'll see you very soon. Bye, everybody.